Proverbs in chapter 3. Beginning with verse 1, it said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Now, the last time we were together, we was in chapter 2. In chapter 2, in verse 1, it said, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." And I'm interested in these two starting points where it says, "My son." Because God's word is written to his people. It's not written to the world. And I was looking at that, and my mind carried me over to the book of 1 John. In chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And it said this, it said, "Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." And as I remembered those scriptures and stuff, and I just, you know, I began to think about that. What kind of love that the Father has for us. Because I'm going to tell you something, people, and being honest with you, when it comes down to it, in some of our ways that we do and the way that we act, We a lot of times we unlovable. I'm going to be honest with you. I know I am. I know that I am. But I think about the scripture and what it said. "Behold, what manner of love he has bestowed upon us, that he should love us like he loves us." You know, and when I first started reading and studying God's word, when I got to the book of 1 John, I thought to myself, I said, now this is a book of love. Because it's all about love all through the book of 1 John. But the Bible is all about love from the beginning to the end. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That scripture right there sums the whole Bible up. For he so loved us. You know, that we should be what we are and stuff, that we should try to obey his word. And as I begin to read that and stuff, I got to thinking about, and I'd like to look tonight, we're still talking about the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of God deals with his love that he has for us. We don't understand everything in the Bible like we should, but there's coming a day when we'll know everything. But as I began to read that scripture and think about that, and I thought about how much love is written in this, and I'd like for us to look tonight in the book of 1 John at these different verses concerning the love of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, it said, "But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Now I want you to listen to what the scripture says there. He said, "Whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." And I thought about that. I said, you know, that's sort of like being complete. It is being complete when we look at that and stuff, you know, that it is being made perfect. Because if we are striving to serve the Lord on a daily basis, as we should, if we're striving to please the Lord on a daily basis, as we should, then we are perfecting this love that is in Jesus, this love that should be in us. The Bible says in chapter 2 and verse 10, he said, "He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him." And who is the light? Jesus is the light. If we abide in that light, then we're going to do what Jesus would have us to do. And what does it say here? He said that we love our brothers. That we love our brothers. You know, that's the way it should be in God's house. We should love our brothers. We should love one another. That should be a number one priority, that we love one another just like God and Jesus loves us. Verse 15 of chapter 2, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And when I was reading this scripture and stuff, I have really started being hung up on the church of the Laodiceans. It concerns me because the Bible says this is the age for the church of the Laodiceans. And it is so easy in this old world that we live in to get sidetracked and get off in another realm and stuff. And the Bible warns us against that. And it's telling us here, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." So the Bible tells us to stay away from the world because the world is the devil's handiwork. He's got everything sitting out there, everything he can to draw you away, to take you away, to tempt you, to get you to be somewhere that you don't really need to be or want to be. But God's intention is that we should love Him and love one another. In chapter 3, He says, "For this is a message we heard from the beginning, that we love one another." Verse 11. He said, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works was evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." The Bible says we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Have you ever met someone you didn't know? You just met them. Maybe you was at a business meeting. Maybe you was somewhere, you know, on a trip or something like that. And you just got to talking to them. And all of a sudden you find out both of you are saved by the grace of God. You know, that is a fellowship that you can't explain. Because right there and then, once you know that you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to love that person even though you don't know them. That love is a different kind of love, people. It's a kind of love that springs up. It's just like the Lord talking about a well of water springing up inside of you. That love that you're going to have for one another is going to spring up inside of you, and you ain't going to be able to help it. You're going to love one another. You're going to love your brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's going to be a different kind of love, and you ain't going to be able to help it. Now, I'm going to tell you something and stuff. Now, we have our little hateful tendencies and stuff, you know, sometimes we do. And sometimes we get our feelings hurt. A lot of times we get our feelings hurt and stuff, you know. And we feel hard towards somebody. Or we feel like you know, that they've done me wrong. And now this is the way it's going to be. And I'm not going to go any further with this and stuff. But it don't last long. If you're a Christian, if you love the Lord, if you're striving to be like the Lord, that anger is not going to last long because there's a love in you that you can't explain. That's what the Bible was talking about here. It says, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother." And the Bible says, "Wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous." You know what that was right there? That was just plain and simple jealousy. Cain was jealous of his brother. And he was angry with God because God had respect to his brother's sacrifice, and he didn't have respect to his. And so the Bible says very plainly he was of that wicked one. He was of the devil. But I love the scripture here. It says, know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now, don't you listen to what the scripture says. It says, whosoever hateth his brother. There's just a little something wrong. And listen, I want to tell you something. We're talking about loving one another in the family of God, but now that love is going to go beyond the family of God. It's going to go out into the world. You see people that are lost and undone without the Lord. And if it doesn't break your heart, there's just a little bit of something wrong. I'm going to tell you now, there's just a little bit of something wrong. When you see people walking the streets, when you see people on your jobs, and you know that they're lost and undone, and it doesn't bother you that they're going to a devil's hell, there's just a little bit of something that's wrong there, children. I'm being honest with you. Because we need to love this old world just the same as Jesus loved us and gave himself for us. Lord, when he walked in this old world and he looked, you know, I've thought a lot of times, I had a guy tell me one time, we was talking about being there with the woman when she was taken in adultery. And I heard a man say, he said, I would love to have been there. And I think he thought because he would have acted different than the others, but I've wondered a lot of times, how would I have acted if I'd been in some of the situations in the Bible? If I had been there, how would I have acted? Would I have acted like I should have acted, or would I have acted like the world acted when it had hatred towards someone? This old world is quick to judge. It's very quick to judge. Wants to point its finger at everyone and everything. This old world is not in love. You look around you and tell you that today. A lot of this old world and stuff has no love one for another. It's too much anger and too much self-centeredness in this old world. People, it's all about me. And it's not about us. It's about the other. And that's the way we should set our hearts. We should love one another. As God loved us. And as the Lord has loved us. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And I thought about what Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13. He was talking to his disciples. And he said this, he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did for us, church. He laid his life down for us. I'm not telling you anything new that you don't know. This is an old story, but the church still needs to remember and hear the old story of the Bible. What God's Word says and what God's Word is true, and whether we should act one with another and care for one for another. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Sunday morning, we have a church full. I mean, from one side to the other. You get that many people together and stuff, you know, and it's hard to just sit down and say, well, I love every one of you. But I'm going to tell you something. If you know Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life, you look around on a congregation that big and say, yeah, I do. I love everyone that's in here, Brother Mike. I love them all, and my prayer and my heart's desire is that everyone be saved. If the Lord knows my heart tonight, people, he knows my heart. He knows what I am. He knows what kind of failure I am. But the Lord would testify to this one thing, that if the desire of my heart was fulfilled, if he said, Lee, I'll grant you one thing, then that one thing that I'd ask him is that the world would be saved. Every man, woman, boy, and girl would be saved by the grace of God, because I love them that much. That the blood of Jesus was shed for a reason, and that's for those that were lost and undone, of which I was, but saved by his wonderful grace. Verse 17 said, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowel of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? That verse right there sticks me. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to talk about nobody else, because, see, I don't know nobody. I don't live in your skin. I'm not with you 24 hours a day. And so I've got no place. I can tell somebody my opinion and stuff, but you know my opinion ain't no count. It ain't no count. But I can tell you about Lee. I can tell you about the things that I've done in my life. And the things that I tell you about the things I've done in my life, I tell you so that you won't do them. You understand what I'm saying when I say that? There was a couple that lived next to us for a period of time and had two children. And I went out there and I talked to them about the Lord, invited them to church, and never could. Well, I think the man went with us one time, I believe. He went with us one time. But the woman and the two children went with us. They rode with us on Sunday for long times, I reckon, till they moved and stuff. And it was cold weather. It done got cold weather. And they got home one day, got home from work. And there's another one of them babysitting days now, because I supervised for a lot of years. And I don't call it supervising, I call it babysitting. Because when you changing diapers on grown folks, it's the same thing. You a babysitter. But I got home and I had one of them days. And I went through the kitchen and I looked out the window, and there them two little old children were outside. And I thought, well, what in the world are they doing outside? So I went on in the house and put my shoes up and come back through, and they was trying to get in the house. They was locked out. And I don't guess nobody was there. Well, I know nobody was there to let them in. And I had this old wicked thought of mine. Said, now what in the world have I got to do now? Have I got to start seeing after all the children of the neighborhood? Now that's an old and a sinful and a wicked thought. And the Lord began to deal with me about that. And my heart began to break. You see, that's the difference right there now between a Christian and a lost person. Because the Holy Ghost, that the world don't know nothing about, because he is our comforter. He's the one that dwells with us and walks through this, in this old world of sin that we live in. He began to deal with my heart and say, those children are cold and they're hungry. And you know, I had to go out the door then. I couldn't stand it no more. Had to go on out the door and get those kids and bring them inside. Now, I didn't know where their mama and daddy was at. I didn't know what was going on with them. All I know, there was two little children that was out in the cold and didn't have a home. And I'm telling you, that's what God's love would have us to do. I'm not telling you that, talking about Lee or bragging on Lee. I'm telling you what God does. Because he's holy, because he's just, because he's a loving God, he deals with us. He deals with us, and he loves us, and he teaches us what we need to do and the way we need to act. And he said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. That right there is just exactly what I was talking about. It said, hereby we know that we are of the truth. What is the truth? And I've said it time and time again. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He is the truth. And the Bible says here, said, hereby know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. And listen, when the Lord deals with us and stuff and we do His will, then we assure our hearts before Him in the Lord. Chapter 3, verse 23, and this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Gave us commandment. Not that He wants us to just love one another, but He commanded us to love one another. And we ought to. We ought to be able to look at people's faces and hold them precious in our hearts. We ought to be able to do that. I'm talking about everyone. Everyone. Look at them all and say, this person is precious to me. This person I love. And we pray for one another and ask God to help us through this old sinful world. And he that keepeth His commandments dwell in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. And that goes back to verse 5 of chapter 2. It says, whosoever keepeth His word in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. The Bible says we can know that we are in Him. We are in God. Chapter 4 and verse 7, he said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Now listen to what the Bible says. It said, for God is love. That's just a plain and simple scripture right there. It says, for God is love. Now, we can't base our salvation on our feelings, because sometimes the Lord said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So the Lord's always with us. But I don't know about you. I do know about me. Sometimes I feel like the Lord is far away from me, and that it would take almost a miracle to get in touch with Him, because that's the way this old flesh of mine feels. But I'm thankful that I've got a salvation where the Bible tells me that my Father and my God is love. Because I'm going to tell you something. I feel His love when He's on me. I've had times and stuff where I'd be out in the yard with a push mower cutting my grass, and I'd have to turn loose of that push mower. Well, I can thank the Lord for being good to me, Brother Mike, for being close to me, for loving on me and stuff like He does and stuff, because I'm going to tell you something. You can feel that love when He begins to move upon you and He begins to touch your body. Brother Tim, last week when we had that service, and you stand up here at the piano, and you thanking the Lord for what all He done for you, you could feel the precious love of God on you there, Brother Tim. You could see it in your face and stuff, because God is good to us. God is graceful to us and merciful to us and loves us, people. He loves us in spite of ourselves. We can sit here and say to ourselves and really look at each other, or look at ourselves. Look at ourselves and say, look what I am. And the Father still loves me, still cares for me, and stays with me in spite of my rotten self. How good and how merciful He is to us. And I think about the service that we had last Wednesday. The Bible says God lets us sit in heavenly places. And I believe that with all my heart. When God begins to move into a church meeting, when He comes in, He begins to stir our hearts. He's letting us sit in heavenly places. You know, I get to thinking sometimes about thanking the Lord, and I think, well, when we get home, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. We're just we're just going to thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. This whole fleshly man say, well, how in the world are we going to do that? But you know something? When we see the one who bled and died for us on an old rugged cross, the one who laid his life down, I'm talking about that we could be free from the devil's hell. Lord, I've said this so many times, people talking about getting home and running on the streets of gold. Bible says every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. And I can't help but believe when that time comes that we're able to see the Lord for the first time, these old knees are going to bend. They're going to go down, church, and they're going to begin to praise the Lord for what He's done, because He's good to us. He's good to us. He's good to us. Thank you, bud. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Listen to what the Bible says, that we live through Him. Not through ourselves, but through Him, that we should put God first in our lives, that He should be manifest, that the world might see Christ through us. God, help us to be that kind of person. God, help us that we would let the Lord live and shine forth through us, that we'd be that kind of witness unto a lost and a dying world, that this old world might see Christ through us. You know, this old world is getting further and further away from the Lord, church. It's getting further and further away from the Lord. We've got to let our light shine. God, help us all. God, help us all. Every day that we live, to let our light shine, to be what Christ would have us to be. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. And the Bible says that He loved us first. Brother Steve was praying tonight, thanking the Lord and stuff, and he brought that up tonight in his prayer. He said, Lord, You loved us first. And He did. He did. He loved that which, as I said a while ago, was unlovable. Loved that which was unlovable. He cared for us. He gave Himself for us. Herein is love, not that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And there it is again, time and time again, God's Word said for us to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in Him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begot, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Listen now, and His commandments are not grievous. God's word is true and it's faithful. And we are to serve Him in love. Let's go back to Proverbs now, chapter 3. The Bible says in chapter or verse 1, He said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." There again, as I said earlier in chapter 2, verse 1, He said, "My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." It is important to God that we keep His commandments, that we listen to His word. The Bible says, and I've said it, and I continue saying that, He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And the Bible is talking here about God's commandments being with us. And it's not talking about just in the Bible. Though there's nothing wrong with keeping your Bible close to your side. But what I'm saying, it talks about the commandments of God and how that we're to keep them, and we're to keep them in our heart. We're to keep them in our heart, people. Didn't say for us to keep them in our mind, but to keep them in our heart. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've never told my wife I love you with all my mind. Because she knows I wouldn't love her very much because I ain't got much of a mind. But when you tell somebody you love them, you tell them I love you with all my heart. Because your heart is where you feel those things inside of you. Those things that you care about. Those things that you need. And the Bible tells us that once we're saved, we're to take those commandments of God and we're to place them in our heart and to keep them in our heart close to us. The Bible says in verse 2, it says, "For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you." Listen to what the Bible's saying now. He said, if you will hide God's commandments in your heart and you love God, and you'll strive to be His servant. Bible says it's going to add length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but I like a little peace every now and then. I like that peace to be close to me. I like for things to sort of be calm. You know, and that's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that He's going to care for us and He's going to keep us and that we can have peace. Now, Jesus said, "In this world, ye shall have tribulation." And there we go again. Now, I've quoted this a lot of times. It didn't say we might have tribulation. It didn't say we could have tribulation. He said we would. We're going to have tribulation. But He said, "Be of good cheer." He said, "What? I have overcome the world." So the Bible is telling us that we can have peace in the Lord. But we need those commandments in our heart so that we can call those things back up when the devil comes knocking on the door. He said, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them on the table of thine heart." Now I want you to listen here. He said, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck." Used to the old farmers and stuff, they put a set of blinders on a mule when they was plowing so that old mule couldn't see nothing except what was in front of him. Didn't bother him on this side, didn't bother him on that side. He had a set of blinders on him. The Bible says right here, He said, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee." He said, "Bind them about thy neck." Do you know, if you had that thing hanging around your neck, you'd be there to see it all the time. You'd be there to read it all the time. That's what God's Word tells us about His Word, about the Bible, in the way that we should act. We're to set those things about our neck and write them on the table of thine heart. So there we are again, one more time with our heart and stuff. He wants His word in our heart. And He says these things just like I've said time and time again. When we were growing up, Mom and Daddy would tell us things over and over and over and over and over and over. We said, this is just like a record that's not going to quit. But Mom and Daddy wanted us to know there were certain things in life to stay away from. That these things are going to be bad for you. You don't need them. Stay away from them. And that's what God does. And why does He do that? Because our parents did it to us because we were children. And what did we read a while ago? My son, my children, said I write these things unto you, that you know them, that you'd sin not, that you'd follow the path that I've laid before you. He says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And I love this verse right here. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. What a wonderful, wonderful verse if you're striving to serve the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In everything you do, trust in the Lord. That He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. He's going to care for you. He's going to love you. And it doesn't matter. Now listen to me. We just talked about tribulations and troubles in this old world. It doesn't matter about the tribulations and trouble. You trust in Him. Because there's been a lot of times, church, that I've leaned toward my own understanding and I fell flat on my face. Fell flat on my face because I was trying to reason out or make sense out of a situation. But it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And there's some scripture in the book of Romans, and we've read this before. You don't have to turn there, but it's in the book of Romans, chapter 1. Bible says in Proverbs, be not wise in thine own eyes. And in Romans chapter 1 verse 22, Paul writing to the people at Rome, talking about the people at Rome, he said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now that's going on in the world today. You look around you. Everybody is smarter than the other person. Now, if you listen to it, everybody is smarter than the other person. I love to see men of God. I'm talking about true men of God that get in public positions and tell the truth about the Lord. They might not last long, and then we don't know. But I'd love to see it where somebody would stand, and you couldn't change them. But everything that they did, they do it in love. Because I'm going to tell you something, when somebody loves you, and they truly love you, you can't deny the fact that you feel that love toward them. You can't deny that fact. I told you about a person I used to work with and stuff, and he was constantly telling me, he said, I hate you. And I'd always tell him back, said, well, I love you, Joe. And there was years gone by there between the time that I used to talk to Joe about the Lord and about the Bible and the times he'd tell me he'd hate me. And times I'd tell him that I love him. And I had gone on another job and had left that place. And I seen him years later. And this is what he told me. He said, Lee, I'm saved. saved by the grace of God. Now, I'm not saying that I had no part in that. What I am telling you and stuff is to let your light shine. Let your light shine in the world that's in darkness. Brother Mike, I'm on.